The topic of changing the firmware of IoT devices comes up all the time on the forum, but not everyone knows the purpose of doing such a thing. Here I will present one of the advantages of freeing our device from the cloud, namely the possibility of significantly extending its functionality, and even with things that the manufacturer never thought of, all on the original Chinese Wi-Fi chip from the middle. But from the beginning, used device. For the presentation, I am using an RGBCW lamp given to me by a reader from Germany. I have discussed this lamp itself in the topic, reverse engineering and commissioning an LED lamp on the SM1555 chip, similar to WS2812B datasheet. Just a quick reminder here that this lamp has no button. You just control it normally with your phone. The lamp already has OpenBKEN uploaded, which was uploaded with our flasher via UART. With the basics out of the way, we move on to the fun stuff. Current status of the lamp. The lamp has OpenBKEN uploaded on BK7231N, works fine with HA, you can control colors, etc. Although the fact is that there is no lampshade, I can't help it. The reader sent it to me without one. Wire routing. In the previous topic about this lamp, I desoldered its Wi-Fi module in order to, among other things, read the markings of its pads. I now know where which signal is routed out. The lamp itself only uses one pin, from P16, that's the SPI hardware data output, to control a WS2812B style LED controller. The rest of the pads are free and can be used. That being said, I'm reaching for the scrap cables, time to whittle and solder them. Done. I also checked everything for short circuits, there are none. This way, we get ground, 3.3-volt power supply, and 5 scriptable GPIOs. First tests. To start with something simple, LEDs. I connected these 5 LEDs, each with a suitable resistor. I had 0.47K on hand. I will test their operation using the GPIO Doctor tool from OpenBKEN. This tool allows you to quickly test all available GPIOs as inputs or outputs. P6 is the blue LED, P26, yellow, P7 red, P8 orange, P24 green. Yes, I had it wired wrong. Equipped with this knowledge, we can assign them one of the many ready-made GPIO roles supported by OBK, or simply write our own driver in C. How to create a custom driver for OpenBKEN using online compilation. Add a button. OpenBKEN offers many predefined GPIO roles that work as soon as they are configured, and this lamp did not normally have a button, making it useless without a phone. We can change this. We connect the button to the selected GPIO. No resistor is needed, as the BK7231 has internal configurable pull-up resistors. Then, you can start by testing in GPIO Doctor if everything works. After that, you can normally in the GPIO roles assign for the selected GPIO one of the predefined roles for LED lamps, preferably BTN Smart LED. Test click. We test press. We test double click. I think I need to improve the response times. There is a command for this, because I press too fast. Of course, typing everything under one button might not be convenient. That way we also have separate roles, e.g. BTN Next Color, but then you need more buttons. DHT11 sensor. It's time for something more ambitious. Now we'll connect the DHT11 temperature and humidity sensor. Let's pick a pin, say P6. In addition to the pin, you need to enter the channels in which the results will be stored. If we have a relay on a channel, for example, we skip that index and enter the next one. And that's it. Everything works. After performing home assistant discovery, these results will also be in HA. IR receiver. The IR receiver has already been presented. I will not repeat it here. Span class not translate. Display. The presented firmware also supports a large number of different LED displays, or more precisely their drivers, including TM1637, TM1638, HT16K33, HD2015, etc. Full list here. I had a TM1637 on hand. Time to get it working. I selected the pins, P24, CLK, P8, DIO. Now all you need a